Buffalo Sabres reporter Bill Hoppe is here for WBFO's Behind the Bench. I'm Omar Fatu. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Omar.
Well, a week ago, there was some optimism around this team. They had won 5 of 6 and gotten themselves back in the playoff race. They made a couple of trade deadline acquisitions. But since then, it's all fallen apart. The Sabres lost all 4 games on a Western road trip. Safe to say it's over at this point?
Yes, it's totally over. And I think the expectation was for most people that they wouldn't make the playoffs, but just them getting back in the race, putting together a nice run before the trade deadline, adding assets, loading up a bit before the trade deadline, that all held some significance. And the fact that this group of players that has endured so much misery, so many hard times over the years could play some meaningful late season games, that meant something. And I think the organization was excited about that. I think the players were excited about that. And here we are barely a week later, and they're totally out of it. They fell apart on the road. They had some okay moments at times in some of the games, but I mean, they went 0-4, and it's got to be bitterly disappointing. And like just about the last 7-8 years, it's going to be a long final month. This is a team that hasn't played meaningful games in March and April since 2012. This is a team that hasn't made the playoffs since 2011. I think with the way they were playing before the deadline, with the guys they added, there was a belief, a hope that they could stay in the race another few weeks. Maybe they could make it interesting until the end of March or even the final games of the season, but that's just not going to happen.
No points for star forward Jack Eichel in these 4 games. He was a -7. Is he playing injured?
I think he is, and there was a recent game he didn't take any face-offs, and that obviously tells you that he's battling something, trying to get through something. Against the Jets on Tuesday, he didn't register any shots on goal for one of the few times this season. And it's no surprise that the Sabres have fallen apart with him struggling. He's their catalyst. He's the guy who makes everything go. And without him, they have little or no offense most nights. And with him generating little, his line mates, Victor Olofsson and Sam Reinhart, went pointless on the trip. And Coach Ralph Kruger switched Reinhart and newcomer Wade Simmons during the Jets game. And so maybe we'll have a new top line come tonight against the Pittsburgh Penguins. And Jack Eichel was on pace to enjoy one of the greatest seasons perhaps in Sabres history. I mean, he was flirting with 50 goals. Looked like he might have 100 points. Now he started to stumble a bit. And you wonder if he's going to hit 40 goals or 90 points, how he's going to finish up. And you wonder, we don't know the severity, but you would just wonder if it comes a point if the Sabres decide to maybe shut him down. Of course, we don't know the severity of all this. That's just speculation. And knowing Jack Eichel, he's not going to want to be shut down. But you just wonder what exactly he's dealing with.
Well, as you mentioned, this will be the 9th year in a row the Sabres will miss the playoffs. That's the longest drought in the NHL. GM Jason Botterill is taking a lot of heat from fans. There's a month left in the season. If they collapse like they did last year, is his job on the line?
It could be. And I remember a year ago, most of us thought Phil Housley would return for a third season as coach unless the Sabres totally imploded, totally fell apart. And that's what happened. They basically only won a few games down the stretch, and it cost Phil Housley his job. And that's kind of my same belief here with Jason Botterill, that unless the Sabres totally fall apart down the stretch, he will be back. And you can make a strong argument the Sabres are no better off than they were 3 years ago when he took over. And some aspects of the organization has improved. I think the drafting's improved. I think the Rochester Americans, their AHL affiliate, have definitely improved. But the NHL team, just when you look at it top to bottom, I'm not sure they're that much better off than they were 3 years ago. But I really believe the Pegulas have to commit to something. They have to give time to their decision makers. Throughout their 9 years here, they've hired and fired. Guys have gotten a couple years. Guys have gotten 3 years. They just haven't seen things through. They've gone all over the map with their vision of the team and who's running it. And I think they might be better off just to give Jason Botterill another year. He came with a lot of hype from the Pittsburgh Penguins. He won 3 Stanley Cups. He was their associate GM. If you talk to people, he was one of the game's bright young minds. I remember Marty Turco, the Dallas Stars old goaltender, was teammates with Botterill, and he told me he could have been Prime Minister of Canada. I remember someone I have a lot of respect for in the game telling me if the Pegulas give Jason Batchel time, he will figure it out. So while he's been disappointing, I really think that probably the best move is just to stick with him at this point. And some of the moves Jason Batchel has made, you certainly don't like, but some of them have been good. Everyone will always point to the Ryan O'Reilly trade, and that's been so far a brutal deal for the Sabres. But he's made some other ones that have been terrific. I think Jeff Skinner, he got him from the Carolina Hurricanes for very little, and Jeff Skinner responded with a 40-goal season last year. Henry Jokiharju, the young defenseman, he got from the Chicago Blackhawks last year, has exceeded expectations. He's become one of their best defensemen, a regular, and he got him for Alexander Nylander. I mean, that's a trade that I think it's safe to say the Sabres have already won. But, I mean, there's a lot of other recent deals you don't like. Colin Miller has been a healthy scratch a lot of this year, including Tuesday night. Michael Frolik, who we got from the Calgary Flames in January, he's been a healthy scratch. So some of the moves have paid dividends, some of them haven't.
Sabres host the Pittsburgh Penguins tonight at KeyBank Center. Bill Hoppe, thanks for joining us on Behind the Bench.
Thank you, Omar.